An aside to begin with, the first time I learnt the carol See Amid the Winter Snow, we were on a, my mother and my brothers and I were on, plus lots of other people, were on a troop ship returning from Egypt in 1951, and it was the carol that we were taught to sing to our mums. And it was fine for us. We had Christmas Day in the Bay of Biscay. It was fine for the children because we stood with our backs to the rail, not looking at the sea. The mums all stood with their backs to the superstructure, so all they could do is listening to their children sing. I think my brothers and I enjoyed our Christmas dinner, but I'm not sure that my mum did. On Christmas Day, now only 5 days ago, although for some it may seem longer, we celebrated the birth of Jesus, and I hope you all had a good time and some lovely presents, etc. Today, our gospel reading propels us forward 12 years. When Jewish boys reach the age of 12, a special ceremony takes place called Bar Mitzvah, which means becoming a son of the law. Boys are then able to accept for themselves the responsibilities and obligations their parents take on for them when they are circumcised at 8 days old. This was certainly what happened when Jesus was growing up, and I imagine is the same today. So by the time of our reading, Bar Mitzvah has already taken place for Jesus, and he is now able to attend Passover, the Passover festival, in his own right, rather than just going along with his parents. For those of us who have been confirmed, Bar Mitzvah is a bit like our confirmation, when, having been baptized as babies and the responsibility of our parents and godparents, we then take on that responsibility for ourselves at the age of 11 or 12, and sometimes very much older. We take on the responsibility of talking to Jesus, learning more about him, and growing our relationship with him for ourselves. In the reading, we learn about a journey that Joseph, Mary, and Jesus went on. Who likes going on a journey? I know some people have come on a long journey from a different country, haven't they? Welcome. Most of us go on a journey every day, because we either go to school, or we go to the shops, or the playground, or we go on a journey to meet up with our friends, especially during the holidays. Those journeys will often be quite short. Then there are other types of journeys, which include going away on holiday to visit relatives and friends. When we prepare for going on a journey, there are several things that we have to do. We need to make a list of what we're going to take. We need to check the route where we're going to go. And there may well be clothes to pack, books and toys to choose to take with us. Travelling in Jesus' day was obviously very different and potentially a risky and dangerous thing to do. There were no proper roads and certainly no sat-navs or anything of the other types of technology that we take for granted today. Mary, Joseph and Jesus had a great many other people, and a great many other people have been spending a few days in Jerusalem for the festival of Passover. As they set off to go back to Nazareth, Joseph and Mary are obviously not worried about Jesus. People in those days often travelled in large groups. It was much safer to do so like that. The children would, no doubt, have walked with their friends, much more fun than walking with their parents. Mary may well have thought Jesus was with Joseph and the other men and boys, and Joseph probably thought he was with Mary. What must they have felt then when they met up in the evening and found that Jesus hadn't been with either of them? I'm sure that to begin with, they would probably have felt a bit worried, but that sense of fear and panic must have gradually increased as they searched for him among the group of their relatives and friends, and still didn't find him. And there weren't any mobile phones in those days to connect with people either. The only thing to do was for Mary and Joseph to go back to Jerusalem and hope to find him there. But where should they look? We can all get very upset when we lose something precious, a special toy perhaps. So what must Mary and Joseph have felt when they thought they had lost their son? The only thing to do was to go back to Jerusalem, and this time they would be on their own. When they reached Jerusalem again, they would have found it very different from when they were there for the festival itself. During the festival time, there would have been crowds and crowds of people, all in a happy mood, with plenty of noise and commotion. When Mary and Joseph returned, all the visitors would have gone home. The whole place would have had a very different feel to it. It would have seemed very dark and potentially very dangerous, full of strange people, dark alleyways, soldiers, traders, and all unknown to Mary and Joseph. The fear, panic, and agony they must have felt would have been in sharp contrast to the calmness of Jesus when they finally find him. He seems to be surprised that they've been anxious about him. "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that it was necessary for me to be in my father's house?" he says. Mary, in her anxiety, blurts out, "Son, why have you treated us like this?" and appears to be pinning the blame on Jesus. If she hadn't been so worried, she might have said, "We're so sorry that we left without making sure you were with us," putting the blame and guilt on themselves. But she didn't, because she was so frightened and worried. Jesus, in his reply, doesn't seem to think he's done anything wrong at all. Instead, he issues a gentle rebuke to his mother, which tells her of his growing awareness of his future role. Jesus, at 12, already has a deep sense of his own vocation. He doesn't even realize Mary and Joseph have been looking for him because they thought they'd lost him. He isn't aware that they are afraid something dreadful has happened to him. While Joseph and Mary are looking for him, he's been looking for something very different, a greater knowledge of his father, something he knows he can only do in his father's house. "Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?" he says to them. Jesus is firmly taking the name of Father from Joseph and giving it to God. He is beginning to move away from his parents, and by staying in Jerusalem and apparently being lost, that becomes part of the process for him to find himself and deepen his self-awareness. He's beginning to recognize his unique relationship and obligation to God. In his acceptance of his need to be in the temple, Jesus doesn't seem to be moving out of his comfort zone. He appears to be completely at home, open-minded and absorbed in what he's doing. Later, during his ministry, he often questions the religious leaders and frequently disagrees with what they are doing and saying. While he's in the temple as a 12-year-old boy, he is there to listen and learn. Staying behind in Jerusalem takes Jesus outside what his parents consider their responsibility and their comfort zone. In Jesus' day, people learnt by sitting at a rabbi's feet. The rabbis and priests often held schools in the temple precinct so people could go ask questions and have discussions. Many men and boys would have done this, so to find a boy sitting in the crowd wouldn't necessarily have seemed strange at all. People learnt by listening and asking questions. There were few books, and most people probably were unable to read in those days. What impressed everyone is Jesus' obvious intelligence, ability, and avid searching for knowledge. We're told they were amazed at his understanding and his answers. How did Jesus feel when his parents arrived to take him away from the temple and back home? He may have felt disappointed and perhaps a bit cross. The end of our reading tells us, though, that he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. And as Jesus grew up, he increased in wisdom and in favour with God and people. So even if he would rather have stayed in the temple, he did go home with his parents and continued to grow up as part of the family. But what does all this mean for us? Jesus knew he needed to learn more about the Hebrew scriptures and more about God. How keen are we to learn more about Jesus? Do we listen, ask questions, join in discussions, or do we just accept what we know? Do we assume that Jesus will be with us all the time? Or do we take him for granted? If we feel alone sometimes, do we seek him as Mary and Joseph did? We can learn to feel Jesus is near us through prayer, reading the Bible, and coming to church to worship. Jesus found a sense of belonging and was comfortable while he was in the temple, his father's house, and while he was listening to the rabbis. Do we have a sense of belonging to our own Christian family? Are we amazed that Jesus will take notice of us and ask us to do things for him? Jesus loves us and wants us to learn more of him. He wants us to draw closer to him, just as he wanted to draw closer to his Father when he stayed behind in Jerusalem. Amen.